Hello, children. I hope you're all well and sitting comfortably. And today's story from me, Peter, and Rosie is The Man Who Couldn't See.
Today's story, as Peter says, is about one of the times when Jesus made someone well. The person in the story wasn't sick exactly. He could walk and talk and eat and drink. But what he couldn't do was to be able to see things. Do you know what word we use to describe someone who can't see? That's right. This man was blind. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine what that must be like. Think of all the things you'd miss seeing. The faces of your family, shapes and colours, and pictures in books. If it's safe, try walking up and down, whatever room you're in, with your eyes closed. If you were able to have a go at that, I expect you walk more slowly, and perhaps you put your hands out to help you and make sure you didn't bump into anything. Now, the blind man in our story was caught up in a crowd of people in the little town where he lived. All of them wanted to meet Jesus and hear what he had to say, and listen to the stories that he often told. When Jesus appeared, people in the crowd who knew the blind man called out to Jesus and challenged him to heal him and make him see. Jesus went over to the man and took his hand, so the man knew he was there. Then he led him away from the crowd to a quiet place where no one was calling out or pushing or jostling him. Perhaps you could close your eyes and see if you feel safer walking up and down your space if someone is holding your hand and looking out for you. Of course, they can tell you if there's something in the way or something you might trip over. And I expect Jesus did that for the blind man, who was probably glad to be in a quiet place without everyone watching him. Then Jesus did a strange thing. He spat on his hands and rubbed the blind man's eyes. When the man opened his eyes, he could see things again. Not very clearly, but he could see shapes and colours and movements. We know all this because he described the people he could see in the distance as looking like trees walking. The trunks of the trees must have looked like their bodies, and the leafy branches like heads with hair. This was very exciting. But what was even better was what happened when Jesus did the same thing again and touched his eyes once more. Then, when the blind man opened his eyes, he could see perfectly well. Things were clear and in focus, not blurred at all. Perhaps if it had all happened in one go, the bright light would have been such a shock and very hard to cope with. Wow, this was something very special. It was going to take the man some time to get used to being able to see after a long time without sight. His life was going to be very different. Jesus told him not to go dashing back to the town and not to talk about what had happened. This was probably quite good advice, as the man had such a lot to get used to now that he could see again. And he needed to do that for himself and in his own time. Oh, but how grateful he must have been to have met Jesus that day.
Well, that's a really good story, Rosie. Thank you for reading that. I know a song that we could sing about a man who was blind, who was healed. Would you like me to sing it, Rosie?
Oh, definitely, Peter.
Okay. Jesus made the blind man see. Alleluia. All the rest is history. Alleluia. Took him to a quiet place. Alleluia. Put his hands upon his face. Alleluia. He saw men like walking trees. Alleluia. Eyes and face and knees. Alleluia. Jesus made that blind man see. Alleluia. For the rest is history. Alleluia. Now I'm going to say a prayer to thank God. And if you'd like to make it your prayer, say Amen with me at the end. Dear God, we thank you that you know and care about each one of us. Help us to remember that great things can happen when, like the blind man, we put our trust in you. Amen. Well, that's all for today, isn't it, Rosie?
It is indeed.
And so we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye from me and bye-bye from...
Rosie. Bye-bye.